Yeah, I'm really thankful for my journey, the people I've met, the experiences I've had, the roller coaster of NRL and what it provides.
From Maggie to Mundingburra, Heatley to the Hill, Kerwin to Clewdon, this is Townsville.
This is Townsville.
With Carly Whittington.
You're listening to season three of This is Townsville with Carly Whittington, and I have a guest on this episode that I've been tracking down for, I was going to say weeks, but it's actually been a few months. The Cowboys media guy, Ben Lonergan, has worked hard to get me Chad Townsend. Hello.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having us.
Really great, mates. Excited to have you for the first time in the Hit 103.1 studios. Hopefully it's the first of many.
Yeah, look, it's actually an area I'm really passionate about. I really enjoy radio, podcasting. I've done a little bit of work in radio back at home in Sydney, some podcasting myself. I do have my own podcast. I haven't done an episode for probably nearly a year because we did move to the Gold Coast last year, mid-season. But I love it. I love the industry, the people in it, and just learning and, hopefully one day I'll be able to post-football, maybe do something in that space.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little threatened with my job. So we will actually talk about that a little later. But how are you settling into Townsville, mate, with Marissa and the children? How has it been so far?
Yeah, it's been great. It was a little bit different in terms of how we came to Townsville. Obviously midway through the year last year, we had to obviously relocate to Queensland, and then we were in Queensland. My wife had done the 2 weeks quarantine with my three children. She's an absolute warrior. And then after the season, the borders were still shut. So we made the decision to get our house packed up for us by the removalists and stay in Queensland. So we probably would have flown up here, but we left the Gold Coast, went to a holiday on the Whitsundays, and then just gradually moved our way up north. So we drove, and up driving from Airlie Beach up to Townsville one day, and it's been great. We've been here for, I think, maybe eight or since middle of October now. So we've been here for quite a while.
Sorry that you arrived in peak heat.
Yeah, obviously, the weather's a little bit different to Sydney or what we're used to. But the things that we love the most is just like the people, the town. Everyone's really, really friendly. They love the Cowboys. They love their footy. It's a real, real humble town. And I think it's probably a trait of North Queensland is that they're, really hardworking blue collar families who are just doing their best. And it's been great to see, and we're really enjoying it.
And for people who are a fan of you, especially online, like you've already said how much stuff you love to do online, and we see that through your vlogs that you pop up on YouTube. These are awesome. There's such a variety. If people listening haven't seen them yet, go on and have a look. There's actually one 18-minute vlog dedicated just to you golfing with some fellow Cowboys. In a nutshell, tell us what happens within that one vlog. Banter going around.
Yeah, a lot of banter. So that specific vlog was, for us, we spent a lot of time together as teammates, and then away from the game, we all love golf. We're all super competitive, obviously, being professional athletes. So I love my golf personally, and I know the other boys do. So Tom, Drinky, Val, and Cohen Hess, we all decided to go out and play in the comp together, and I took my camera along and filmed it, and I was lucky enough that I actually played really well that day, and I won. But
and that the camera was there for it.
Yeah,
as well.
I know, that always helps when the camera's there. But I started vlogging probably maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Just something I really enjoyed as a kid. I grew up in that era of the 90s where Jackass was, kind of filming stunts and things. We kind of did that when we were a bit younger, filmed a bit of stuff in high school in year 12, and then a few years ago I was like, I'm just gonna do it, and I'm so happy that I did. I've got so many wonderful memories of my children when they were born, them growing up, and just some of the experiences. Like for me, this is probably, some of the times of my life playing professional sport and some of the journeys that we've been able to have and go on. So yeah, usually try to, put it out whenever I can and just try and shed like a positive light, I guess, on, the things that I do. And but also like for myself, I play professional sport and I play in the NRL, but I'm a father of three. I go through the same struggles, the same sort of things that everyone else does, but I just, I play footy on the weekend. So I'm just trying to show, who I truly am.
How do you find the time?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Maybe I should ask Marissa.
Yeah, she, she's very understandable. Look, I don't do it all myself. I have a little bit of help with a guy in Brisbane who sometimes will edit some of my videos for me, and editing takes probably the longest part of the process. If I do it myself, I don't do it all at once. It might take me an hour and a half to do a full video to edit the whole thing, but I would never probably sit there for an hour and a half to do the whole thing. I usually would like break it up to maybe half an hour per night. So we kind of have a bit of a routine with our children, and so their sort of bedtime, and then I might do a bit of work on the computer for half an hour. Then my wife and I usually try and make sure we make time for ourselves to sit on the couch and watch some TV or a series or something like that. So yeah, but you know, I'm still learning, I guess, the process, but having a balance as well has been a great thing for me with obviously, you know, hobbies, family, and the things I do outside of football. And for me, it's vlogging. You know, for other players, it's playing, you know, PlayStation and gaming. For others, it's...
You're talking about Jace?
I know Jace loves his gaming. You know, studying. Some of the players are doing, you know, wonderful things with their spare time, and everyone has that hobbies. And it's really important, I've found, when I've had a balance in my life, that I've been able to play my best football.
Yeah, and like you just mentioned, the routine with your family. We've seen in these vlogs that you love your routine of breakfast. You're pretty much having the same thing every day. For anyone who hasn't seen it, what are you putting on your toast?
Yeah, so I'm eggs, avocado for every on toast for breakfast every day.
Is there another spread I saw? Is there like a cream cheese or something?
Yeah, so that's cottage cheese. So every now and then I'll put a bit of cottage cheese in there as well. And a bit of lemon. I love breakfast. I think it's underrated. It's really easy to obviously make, but even... Regardless, if we start at, you know, 5 a.m. or 9 a.m, I'm still up there cooking my eggs in the morning. But routine for me is really important, and something I really like to focus on. I feel like it keeps me focused and also structured with my week and what I like to do, and very organized. And I just spoke about, I guess, the balance of you know, things other than football, like hobbies and interests and whatnot. And for me, you know, it's super important that I plan out my week, and, you know, that includes like spending time with the family, playing golf, editing videos, spending time with my wife, reading books, things like that. So if I can stay organized, I feel like I'm on top of things, and, you know, I really enjoy it.
Have you ever broken the routine and gone out for brekkie anywhere around Townsville? Have you found any good posies that you like?
Yeah, plenty. There's plenty of places. The boys showed me pretty early on when I first got here some of my favourites, probably towards maybe down the Strand a bit more. I mean, Tide. Yeah. Tide does a great breakfast. Watermark, they're really cool. Even like Juliet. A number of places. We've got Bloom. Bloom does good coffee.
Yeah. Odyssey's a winner if you haven't tried them yet. So they're right on the corner, like at the roundabout. At the end of the Strand. Okay. So give them a go.
Yeah, for sure.
Chad, it's easy to see that there is something special about the Cowboys squad this year. It's really hard for us fans to put our finger on it. Obviously, you're behind the four walls of Cowboys HQ. A lot of fans would say you are the reason that there's just something, there's some extra glue or magic about our boys this year.
It's great. I think we've got a lot of momentum at the moment. While it is, you know, such a long season, but I think I'll put probably... Yeah, our coaches on it, in terms of giving them a big rap. You know, they really prepared us really well in the off season. The first day that I arrived, they were, you know, really open to some of my ideas and style of play that I wanted to bring in. But also, they were very firm about their expectations of what they wanted the Cowboys to be like in season 2022. And obviously, you know, the team had come off a few probably leaner years where they didn't probably meet expectations, but really identified the areas that they needed to improve. And while I guess the club had only signed three players in myself, Petr Hiku, and Jermaine Tamanol Brown, the team looks really, really different. And, you know, we've got guys like Helam Lukey and Jeremiah Nanai and Tom Gilbert who are actually playing out of their skin. And Valentine Holmes had only played one game at centre last year, and now he's a full-time centre. So it's a very different team to what we've done. But yeah, the coaches have really, you know, taught us the way that they want us to play and what the expectations are, and especially with defence. You know, our defence has probably improved the other side, and history says if you're not, you know, in the top four defence, you're probably no chance of winning the competition. So we tackled a lot in the preseason, which is probably not my favourite thing to do, being a halfback, but we're seeing the results from it now, and it's been really enjoyable.
Certainly. And, you know, you guys are sitting at such a great spot on the ladder, so keep doing whatever you're doing because it's certainly working. I've got to say, Chad, a big congratulations on your recent 200th NRL game milestone. I saw you did write online that, you know, it's not really so much something that you strive for. You don't, you know, set out to hit the 200 games, but has it been a time to reflect for you on your career so far?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I did say that. It's like when you start playing professional sport, you don't really aim to sort of play a certain amount of games or whatnot. We played in Darwin against probably one of the heavyweights of the competition, Parramatta, and we played really, really well. And, you know, I really thank the boys for making it a special week. And I actually did take a bit of time to reflect on my journey so far. I actually looked in the mirror and I was like, well, you know, like it's pretty crazy. It's pretty surreal. You know, when I was a kid, I just wanted to play one NRL game. And you know, I'm really thankful for my journey, the people I've met, the experiences I've had, the roller coaster of NRL and what it provides. Like, it's not all, I guess, smooth sailing. Like, you do go through a lot of, I guess, hardship through, I guess, form, injury, you know, suspension and a few things like that. But I wouldn't change a thing. Like, it's been a great ride. I've loved every minute of it, my journey through the ups and through the downs. I've had plenty of highs, plenty of lows, and I'm still really, really enjoying it. And I'm excited for what's to come for the rest of the season and beyond, for sure.
And we saw you took us behind the scenes of that particular game when you hit your 200 on that trip to Darwin. That was another one of your great vlogs. I did notice in that episode, though, mentioning some of the boys were doing Wordle.
Yeah.
I thought Wordle was just done. But is that team-wide, or is that just a couple of guys that are doing Wordle?
Yeah.
Who's hooked?
Majority of our team is doing it, actually.
Really?
I don't know if we caught on it late, but I'm on a 27-day streak at the moment, so I'm actually loving it.
Congratulations.
But we've got a bit of a group chat there, and one of the boys has been, you know, spoiling it for a few of the lads. Mitch Dunn. He's an absolute pest.
Dang.
But yeah, we're onto it. We love it. We're always get the train. Did you get the Wordle? Did you get the Wordle? So it's a lot of fun. We love it.
Brilliant. I'll admit, in the office they do a 3 PM gathering, and they all go in, and you can hear from one end of the office to the other all the cheers when they get through with their words. I can't get over how much it's taken off. But you did mention at the start, Chad, your interest in the world of radio and all things creative. Have you started your study at AFTERS?
Yeah, so I finished it, actually. It was only a short course. Yeah, it was about a few months long, just online. Did the fundamentals of radio. So it's something that I really want to, I guess, gain a little bit more experience in. I've been lucky enough to jump over on Triple M and spend some time with AB and Elliot in the afternoons. And they've been really great to me. And just trying to get some industry experience wherever I can. Obviously, you know, the game, our careers don't last forever, and you just want to make sure that you're prepared with what you want to do post-career. So, I definitely would like to jump in that space for sure.
Well, we do take workplace experience, kids. So you just put your name down with Abby at the front desk.
Okay, sweet.
And we're going to sort that out. But where do you think that this creative flair came from, Chad? Because, you know, you're making the vlogs, you're thinking about a career in media. Not everybody has that passion to have that creativity within them. Can you pinpoint any moments, or you've just sort of picked
it up? Yeah, I can't really pinpoint it down to one thing. I guess I've always kind of been pretty creative, had that creative mind and a lot of ideas, and I've just been really set on like what I want to do and really focused. And I know that if I put the same amount of energy, attention, sacrifice and dedication as I have in my football career, that I will be able to succeed in whatever I want to do. And I think it's a great lesson for people out there. Like, if you do have a hobby or something that you're interested in, like, you know, just go for it. And for me, I'm not really sure sort of where it sort of pinpointed, but I guess while I'm still playing now in the NRL, I've still, I guess, got a bit of a profile, and it's the right time for me to just keep, you know, just doing things on the side to progress, you know, what I want to do later in life. And I got, some advice from players who are now retired, who I played with when I was a bit younger, that, you know, they sort of mentioned to me that if you can, make sure that you can, you know, do some stuff on the side so that you're prepared. And it's not just me. Other guys are studying and doing university courses and whatnot.
Yeah, I think Jake Granville did a builder's apprenticeship.
Yeah, which is unbelievable,
back, so
which is
wild.
Awesome. So, there's plenty of guys doing some great stuff. For me, it's radio and videos and things like that, which is, I guess, a little bit more public and people kind of understand what I'm doing. But, I know that I've got a good balance with it, and I'm really enjoying the process.
When you're making your potties and your vlogs, what's your gear of choice? What have you got going on at home?
Because
people grab your pen and paper. This could be some gold advice.
I guess when I first started, I had no idea, and I was still sort of learning out the sort of the cameras and settings, and it was all like a bit, you know, it was like a deer in the headlights, to be honest. And I just went on YouTube and sort of just would look up the best gear to use. And now I've got a Sony ZV-1. It's like a vlogging camera. It's really, really small. I've got the stick as well. I've got Sony.
Like a selfie stick?
Yeah, like the little sort of tripod.
Right.
Just the one that you can hold
just
in your hand.
Just to stabilize.
Yeah. And I've got a Sony A7 III. I've got some other cameras for the podcast. I've got the Rodecaster Pro and the Rode PodMics.
It's like top tier.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Just the stuff you can use at home. So, yeah, like once I've got all the gear pretty much at home, that allows me to sort of set up a whole studio, to be honest. And last year when I was living in Sydney, I used my spare bedroom as basically a studio. I had some wallpaper on the back. I would not only just record all podcasts on audio, I would use it on video as well. So I would upload them on YouTube, and like I've got, I guess, the knowledge and experience to create my own TV show. And it is a lot of work, but I really do enjoy it. I'm pretty much self-taught on all of it while asking like a few questions from people here and there, but mainly just YouTube. Like if I've ever got a question or anything, a bit of gear or something that I'm not sure to do, it's usually on YouTube. So I'm someone who I love watching YouTube. I watch a lot of other guys' vlogs. I love my NFL. There's a lot of professional athletes in America who do some wonderful stuff, and that really, I guess, pushed me a little bit more to, I guess, show some of the things in my career, because I love watching them, and I know that people over here love watching the things that I do. So yeah, I just really enjoy it.
Yeah, and I think like when hubby and I started watching your vlogs, more so since you joined the Cowboys, obviously, you know, he was like, oh, heaps of athletes overseas are doing this kind of thing.
Definitely.
So that's really cool that you're kind of being a trailblazer for, you know, Aussie athletes as well to get on board. And I think fans really thrive off that behind the scenes access.
Oh, 100%.
Like otherwise, how often do they get to see that and live that life out with you?
Yeah, I think like American sport and I guess the way that they go about their business, they're a little bit more, I guess, out there and show a lot more personality and not afraid to say certain things. And down here in Australia, the culture's a lot different. You know, you kind of, we're a lot more humble. And I think they're a little bit in front of us, but we're slowly getting there, slowly. But like I said, there's a lot of athletes in America who upload a lot of videos, and I love watching the access is incredible. The way they train, what they eat, what they do away from their craft, their way from their sport. You know, little things I guess I can pick up to make me a better player, you know. So I'm really enjoy the process of showing people. And now if we play a game and I might do like go around and see some of the crowd and some of the fans, they're not talking to me about the game. They're saying, "Man, I love the pod. I love the vlog. I'm subscribed. When's the next vlog coming out? Can we get on the vlog?"
Aww.
So that's all they talk to me about. And I'm like, whoa, you know. So if
like,
I can.
Didn't you not see that last 80 minutes? Don't you want to talk to me about that conversion?
We just won the game, yeah. But I guess if I can sort of, you know, push it, because you do, I guess, in a way, like you put yourself out there a little bit, you know, and obviously there are people online who might not necessarily like it and drop a comment and whatnot, and that's okay. Like that doesn't worry me. But for me, I've always tried to be, you know, really positive and show everything, I guess, in a positive light and a positive experience. So yeah, to me, I think if I can sort of be that person to, I guess, start the process of, you know, showing your personality and just being who you are and, you know, some other players can feel comfortable enough to start doing it, then I think that's a great thing.
Definitely. And keep putting that content out there, because for those couple of haters who want to drop a comment, like, well, you're watching it anyway, so thanks for the views.
That's probably one thing that, you know, as professional sportsmen, like you are open to a lot of criticism, both, I guess, online and whatnot. But for me, like that stuff doesn't worry me at all. Like I understand how the media works. I understand how social media works. And, you know, I really think it's a good lesson for a lot of younger players to, you know, try and use it the right way and not bite back. And, you know, my policy has always just been to just ignore it and not put any time and energy into it. And it's been working for me for a number of years now. I'm probably happier than I have ever been right now with the balance of my life, my family, you know, the way that things are going. And I'm just trying to enjoy it as much as I can.
Good on you, Chad. We're so proud to have you as one of our Cowboys co-captains. I'll get a desk set up for you here at 103.1 because I'm sure very soon when you finish ready to hang those boots up, we'll be ready to open the door to you, mate. So best of luck with the rest of the season and thanks for your time.
Too easy, Carly. Thanks for having us. This is Townsville.